Game On.
Game On.
2FM.
You're listening to the Game On podcast. You can join us nightly on 2FM, Monday to Friday from 7. We're going to finish the programme with rugby tonight. Joe Schmidt's squad to face Argentina in those two tests named earlier. Most notable absentee, Ian Madigan. He's going to be part of the emerging Ireland squad to tour Romania. Keane Healy, Sean Cronin, Sean O'Brien, Dan Toohey, Gordon Darcy, Tommy Bowe have all been rested. Four uncapped players, James Cronin, Kieran Marmion, and then the two project players from Ulster, Robbie Dyack and Rob Herring. Donal Lenehan joins us initially to chat about this. Donal, how are you doing?
Good day, man. How are you?
Not too bad at all. It's always difficult to analyse these squads. I suppose Madigan, can he feel particularly hard done by not to be part of it? Joe Schmidt made the point earlier on that he's not played much time, and to bring six halfbacks wouldn't be productive, which seems to make sense on the face of it.
Yeah, look, you have to go when you're travelling that far. You have to bring three scrum halves with you, so that was a factor. You know, I do feel sorry for Madigan because this time last year, with Johnny Sexton confirmed to be leaving for Racing, he looked a shoo-in to be Leinster's first choice out half. But, you know, it hasn't materialised that way and his form has suffered as a result. And, you know, I think from that point of view, you have to admire the manner in which he came on, playing slightly out of position at inside centre, and yet had such an impact on the game on Saturday. So, you know, I think that'll work wonders for his confidence. I can see where Joe Schmidt has come into from a degree, and that really, had Madigan gone to South Africa or to Argentina, he probably wouldn't have played any games. So at least he'll be guaranteed matches when he travels with the emerging Ireland squad.
You've been involved in tours like this as a team manager with Ireland in the past. Ultimately, what's Joe Schmidt's target for the 2 weeks or so that he has the players away?
Well, given the way that Joe Schmidt operates, we all know he's a very hands-on coach. The nature of international rugby is, you know, up to, I think, today he brought in some players. That's the first time he'll have had any interaction with the players since the game against France and Paris. So I think it's a two-pronged thing, really. He gets 3 weeks to work with the players, especially some of those who didn't feature in the Six Nations, and they get exposed to his philosophies and exactly what he wants. But I also think that the key element of the tour, with you know, a number of frontline players missing, is that it does give him the opportunity of creating depth. And as he said himself, he wants to create competition for places within the Irish setup. So there's a number of players, I think, you know, who he wouldn't be that familiar with, who he now gets a chance to see up close, see how they perform, see how they train, how they manage travel, and the, you know, the additional demands that go with touring. So, you know, I think I saw somewhere we're 16 months out tomorrow from the opening game of the World Cup. So we've only 14 tests before that opening match. So the clock is ticking.
It's frightening. I actually had a conversation with someone at the RDS on Saturday who was talking about planning their trip to the next Lions tour. So we're in that cycle already. So it's kind of only, these things are only over, and already we're planning for them. We'll talk a little bit about the Rabo Direct Pro 12 final. Leinster will take on Glasgow Warriors at the RDS, 6:15 on the 31st of May. Delighted to say former Scottish scrum half Andy Nicol joins us. Andy, how are you doing?
Yeah, good, thank you.
Good to talk to you. From a Glasgow perspective, they've been like a juggernaut over the past couple of weeks. Will they be daunted at all by the prospect of having to come to the RDS to try and dislodge Leinster?
No, I don't think they will. And I don't mean that in any disparaging way, but they've got, I think, 9 games on the trot. They've won. They've got full of confidence. They've come close, actually, the last 2 times they've gone to RDS, once in the Six Nations when there was a lot of players missing, but the semi-final last year as well. So I don't think, I spoke to Gregor Townsend a couple of weeks ago, and you know, he was obviously planning, he thought the likelihood was that they would have to go to the RDS to play Leinster to win it, and he's really relishing that opportunity.
Donal, from a Leinster perspective, if they're to win the game or win the final, they're going to need a vastly improved performance from that we saw for large spells of the Ulster game.
They are, but you know, by and large, Leinster haven't reached the heights this season that they have in others, and yet they're still there or thereabouts. I mean, you couldn't accuse them of playing to their best last weekend, but the bottom line is they know how to win those games. Ulster had their chances. They dominated territory, possession, yet Leinster hung on there. And yeah, that's what they have, and playing in the RDS is a massive advantage to them. You know, I agree with Andy in that Glasgow, I mean, just being there on Friday night in Scotstoun, seeing the atmosphere there, seeing the crowd getting behind Glasgow, there is a buzz about them at the moment, and I think they'll relish taking on Leinster. They have beaten them already this season, and I think the two semi-finals in the last few years, they were actually very close. So, okay. And they have progressed. They're playing a good quality rugby. They have great balance to their side. So Leinster, you know, no different to last Saturday, they will be under severe pressure, but, you know, they have so many key players who are well used to that. It'll be a very good final, and I think it's fitting that the two teams that finish first and second in the league get to play in the final.
Okay. Game over.